Yeah, do it. Do the beat. Do the beat. Yo, yo, what's up, Vancouver? This is the Briggs, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Wow.
Hello, you listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And today I have a very, very special guest, my good friend and the representative and the one of the main people in the our local punk rock slash baseball collaboration called Isotopes. Evan, hello, my friend.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
It's good. So we are doing today the show because today there's a concert happening at the Red Room. The Queers, the Riptides, Capi Ghouli, even like that.
And Capi Ghouli from the Groovy Ghoulies.
That is correct statement, yes.
That's correct right. Statement.
I have problems with pronouncing this whole Capi Ghouli from the group. See? So the Queers, the Riptides, Capi Ghouli, and the Isotopes are playing today at the Red Room, and we will be doing some kind of the pre-party kind of thing.
We're having a pre-party up here.
Yes, we will be playing with the bands which are playing tonight, and we'll be talking about Isotopes because actually I was planning for a long time to invite Evan for sitting here and playing and talking about his band because I really like your music, my friend.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
I'm glad you like it.
If you would like to make a call, you have questions, or you would like to talk to us, or just you would like to call someone, it's 604-822-2487, 604-822-UBC-CITR. That's the phone number right now, and you can call us. And also, we have a contest.
Yeah, we're going to have a ticket giveaway, maybe a couple tickets for tonight's show, later on in the show, probably.
Yes, so... we'll probably ask you some kind of trivia, entertaining question, and if you know the answer, you can go tonight to the date to see the show. It's an also I want to remind it's an early show, and the doors are at 7 o'clock.
Doors are at 7:30 tonight.
Oh, sorry. See, mistake. 7:30. You play tonight, so you probably know better. Okay, let's start the Isotopes. I would like to play the whole 7-inch. It's very short, so it will be very good. I like it. That's what I like about it. Good songs, good four songs. Your 7-inch Heat Seeker, which came out last
year. Came out last year. It's 2009, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I would like to play all those songs, and because, yeah, I really like it. I was playing it on the show several number of times, and yeah, today we're playing, and yeah, I'll ask you some questions because I have them prepared for you.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's listen to Isotope's The 7-inch Heat Seeker, and then we'll talk about it.
Heat Seeker!
They call me the bazooka, headhunter on the hill. If I can't get the strikeout, at least I'll get the kill. In 3-0 situations, I never miss my spot. Dead red is where he's looking, a green light is what he's got. Heat Seeker, Heat Seeker. Desperation has set in. We'll sacrifice to get the win. We'll be widely reputed if we can execute it. Tonight the suicide is on. The most important thing is to protect your man. You've got to get it.
When there's runners on first and second, or when the bases are loaded and there's less than two outs, and there's a pop-up on the infield, don't you know?
CITR would like to thank everyone who made a donation during Fun Drive 2010. Without your support, our little station would not be able to keep producing amazing volunteer-powered radio. Radio that strives to do something different, to introduce you to your new favorite song, your new favorite band, your new favorite sound. By harnessing the power of dozens of volunteer hosts as diverse as the programming they are dedicated to creating, we aim to give you something completely unique, and we could not do it without you. You are simply the best. CITR listeners. Better than all the rest.
You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
Hello, hello, hello. That is correct. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
And you're the best.
Yes, and you people are the best because, as the regular listeners know, we had a fun drive which we were trying to raise the money for our fine radio station, and it was a total success. And this total success happened only because of you, our favorite listeners. Thank you very much for all your support. And when I was talking all the fun drive stuff, I was saying, yes, we support local bands, blah, blah, blah. And yes, this is the very good example of me supporting a local band. I am not a liar, at least on radio waves. correct. Okay, let's... I have Evan from a local band, Isotopes, and we just heard your 7-inch, which came out last year. Four songs, Heat Seeker 7-inch. And, you know, I personally think that this is a very good release. I like all four songs, and in my opinion, those songs are well-written, well-produced, and well-recorded. So just the catchy pop-punk songs, the stuff which I love the most, I listen the most right now. And my question is, I was thinking about it when I was getting ready for the interview. Those four songs, did you actually choose those four songs from a whole bunch of the other songs? Or you just wrote those specific four songs for this release?
Well, you know... We're an average-based crew here. You know, we could have put out five, you know, maybe six songs on that 7-inch, or maybe like a CD, EP, or whatever. But we like to keep our average pretty high, and we're pretty proud of that. So, you know, four songs, and we thought that'd give people a pretty good idea of what we're going after here. And you know, it's a long season. We got lots of songs we could put out. So, you know, we can tack those other two ones on later on, and that'll be a high average release too. So. That's what it's all about, you know, keeping everybody happy in the limited amount of time that we really won't require of people, you know, like we don't like to spend too much time.
Yeah, because you succeeded, because I'm happy. I play this 7-inch a lot, and this is I like it a lot. The release of the 7-inch, the actual physical copy on yellow beautiful vinyl was released on 6-3 Records, which is your own record label?
Yeah, we made that up. to release that 7-inch.
And the digital copy is a digital download list released through Rescare Industries, which is one of the best labels right now around, I think. And how did you score this amazing deal with Toby and his amazing label?
Toby's a tough guy to get along with, but I knew that he really liked baseball, and I knew that he was the scorekeeper, or was at the time, out at Wrigley Field in Chicago, which I thought was pretty cool. And so I was just talking to him and about baseball and stuff, and when those songs were finally recorded, I sent them to him, and he really liked them and said that he'd love to do a digital release. And I think that was their first attempt at a digital release, so uh-huh. It was kind of like a cool experiment for both of us, and that turned out really good. Yeah, we were really happy to be a part of Red Scare, and he's always treated us great. So, couldn't have worked out better.
Yeah, because I'm a huge fan of label itself and the stuff they put out. So to me, it was really, really cool when I saw that your release was put out on the Red Scare Industries.
Yeah, it's really good. It has to do with the baseball thing. I mean, he's got, he can take his pick of bands out there, and it's not like we're doing anything, any more special than any other band out there in this genre, but we are singing songs about baseball. Nobody else is doing that. So Toby picked up on that, and that's what he went with.
Okay, let's listen to a couple more songs by Isotopes, and we'll talk about baseball more.
That sounds good.
If you would like to give us a call and you have questions about baseball, music, rock and roll.
I offer advice in any facet of life. Any problem you may be having, just call in, and I'll let you know. I'll let you know what ought to be done about that. So feel free to call. Number is 604. What's that? I can't read that.
822-2487-604 UBC-CITR. If you're using the alphabet to type the phone number. And yeah, while you're calling in, we would like to play you some more music. So Isotopes on We All Fall Down.
Thank you. friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fold On 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I have Evan from Isotopes, a local pop-punk rock and roll band. And tonight, the show is happening December 2nd, Thursday. This is tonight. The Queers, the Riptides, Capiguli, and the Isotopes are playing at the Red Room. And it's an early show, we'd like to remind. 7:30 the doors, and then the music starts. So if you would like to come, please don't be late. And if you would like to come for free, without any financial investments, we have a question for you. And if you know the answer, you can call the number and you can get a ticket.
All right, this is a question nobody out there is gonna understand or get. But that last song, there's a sample that we ripped from a movie, and pretty popular movie. So if you know what that movie was where he took that sample where he says they ain't gonna cut anybody on the first day, kid. Then you're going to win a couple pairs of tickets. How many should we give away? Well, stick with a pair of tickets.
I don't know if you... Yeah, and then people can invite... Someone can come in and invite a date for a punk rock show.
Yes.
Which is very romantic. So the phone number is 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. And
we'll entertain wild guesses, too. If you just don't know, why don't you just call in anyway. We just had a pretty interesting call unrelated to that question.
Yeah, actually, that is, yeah. We had a call from all the way from Soviet Russia, from Novosibirsk, that's in Siberia. My good friend Ilyusha Vekhayem.
It's not a big baseball region up there, huh?
Yeah.
Siberia?
Yeah, that's actually the related question. My good friend called from all the way from Siberia and asked a question because he was listening to the radio and on the CITR.ca, and he asked a question. What is baseball? Because I was telling to Evan, and
what is baseball
for people from North American people, like for me, I know it's a game. I know people on the other part of the world, they play, they use a ball, and
you guys never seen the No Fear shirt that said baseball is life.
No.
I guess you haven't either.
No. So, like, to me, like, okay, that's hopefully they're having fun there and they like it. But, yeah, so Isotopes, so the whole band is all around baseball. Let's talk. Please explain everyone why you like the baseball so much and why you decided to build a band around this type of sport.
Well, I think I want to start a band where I could write about what I knew about, and that seemed like baseball was something that could be done in a fresh way. Nobody had ever done that before, I don't think so. Actually, there's this band I came across called Dykstra out of Philadelphia, and they were doing it for a while, but they're like a hardcore band. You couldn't understand what they're saying, but they all dressed up like Lenny Dykstra. But I found out about them after. So, yeah, that's what attracted me to it, just playing songs about stuff that I knew about and fresh material.
Is it like your stuff you are absolutely into, like baseball, like from childhood you were...
Yeah, I played baseball ever since I was 3 years old. And I played, you know, pretty competitively throughout high school.
Okay, for me, it's really hard because if we talk about football, like soccer, which as I'm...
No, let's not talk. I don't even want to talk about
soccer.
Yeah.
See, this is my relationship with baseball because I'm a huge nerd. I'm a huge fan of football, and I know a little bit about this sport, and I played myself. So if we start talking about football, I can explain you everything. So now, could you please explain me what's the situation in the whole baseball? Like, I know we have local.
It's a physical game of chess. And anyone who thinks it's boring doesn't understand that.
Okay.
It's a game of chess that requires more skill than any other sport physically. It's not boring.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, it is boring. It's boring, but still.
Do you have like some favorite team you support? Something like that?
Yeah, I like the Pirates.
Pirates.
They're good. Well, they're not good. Pirates have been in the last place since 1991, but they have good spirit to go out there every year and keep on doing it. Plus, they have the best uniforms.
Okay. Okay, this is good. Building a punk rock band around baseball, for you, is it like a challenge to you to write a song about baseball, or is it like comes out naturally?
Oh, it comes out totally naturally. People always ask me that if we're going to be able to keep doing that, but I think, you know, how it's like asking, you know, anybody if they can just keep writing songs about girls. New things come to mind, and if you're looking at things through that lens, I think, it's just as easy as any other topic. I mean, bands write 100 songs about girls.
Yeah, they. And is it for you, do you have sometimes then like, okay, I want to write a song about a girl, or like, I would like to write a song about meat or something else? Do you have some stuff like that?
Not for this band. There's no, if the question is, do I try to put other scenarios through a baseball filter, I don't. It's just, these are songs about baseball. And if I have another song idea,
what happens?
It gets thrown away or saved. The most recent song I wrote that wasn't about baseball, I just gave to Justin in our band. He's going to do something with it, I think, for a different project. But yeah, if something else comes up, I just forget about it, pretty much.
this is interesting.
Well, the thing is, like, there's, you know, there's good songwriters out there, and those guys are doing a really great job, and I'm not going to try to, you know, compete with these people who are great at what they do. I'm never going to be that good at writing songs about, you know, romance or anything. I can't do that. I've tried, and it doesn't work. So, we're the best in the world at writing baseball songs.
This so, is good.
You know, I'm not going to, we don't want to step down from that, you know.
This is good, because as I was telling you, because to me, the first thing, like it kind of took me a while to put two and two together, because I don't know what you think about, like, it's okay, it's baseball, okay, and then I figure out Isotope, so I can put two and two together, as I said, and like, okay, this band sings about baseball, and to me it was super cool, because and as I said, it's even, I think it's fun and kind of cute when the band totally sings about something I have no idea.
Yeah, we're very cute. Also, probably one of the cutest bands in the world, I think.
Okay, so if you would like to see tonight the cute band Isotopes playing along with the Queers, the Riptides, Capiculi at the Red Room, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487 and answer the question.
We haven't got very many phone calls on that one yet, so two free tickets to anyone who can tell me Who won the World Series this year? Number again is 604-822-2487.
Okay, yeah. So if you know the answer to this question, or if you know how to use Google or Wikipedia, which helps a lot, because I don't know. I know who won the Champions League and the World Cup, but looks like we have someone calling in. Yes, okay. Let's listen to some more music, and we would like to answer the call and give someone a pair of tickets. I would like to play the songs which are playing tonight at Isotopes. I would like to play the Queers, the Riptides, and Capiculi. So let's listen to the Riptides. Let's start with Riptides. Opa!
Back to the basement. future's stake at hand. This is my final stand. The future's stake at hand.
Breaking my heart. 2 minutes for breaking my heart. You get 2 minutes for breaking my heart. And I know that it's true. My bruises are all 'cause of you. 2 minutes. My bruises are all 'cause of you. My bruises are all 'cause of you.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. Press the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And today is a special pre-party with Evan from Isotopes. And today the show is happening at the Red Room. The Queers, the Red Tides, Capiguli, and the Isotopes are playing at the Aerodrome. Red Room, early show, 7:30. We had several calls, and someone called in and won the tickets. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for guessing. And knowing your baseball definitely better than I do.
The answer to that first question is the movie's Major League, and if you haven't seen it, you better go out and see it, because it's the greatest Charlie Sheen movie ever, and he's pretty topical right now, hey?
And second one?
Oh, the money answer was, of course, the San Francisco Giants won the World Series this year.
To be quite truthful, for all my short life, I was thinking that the San Francisco Giants has to do something with American rugby. Like American football?
No.
See, this is my knowledge, and people, you know, definitely better than I do. And this is not something not to be proud of.
Well, no, it's fine. We're not in a big baseball market up here anyway.
Okay, so we just heard all the bands which we will be playing, under which we will be playing tonight at the Red Room. The last song we heard was Capiguli from his album Hanging Out, which came out in 2008 on Asian Man Records, and it was the song Girlfriend. Before that, we played three songs by the Riptides, a Canadian band, and that was the album Tales from the Planet Earth, and this album came out on Asian Man Records as well. And we heard the songs 2 Minute Penalty, Dial M for Murder, and we heard Omega Man. And before that, we heard two songs from the brand new album by the Queers, Back to the Basement, which came out on Asian Man Records as well. Came out in the beginning of November, and we played a song, two songs, Psychedelic Mindfuck and Back to the Basement track. Good album. Check it out. I'm pretty sure they will be selling the CD and vinyl today, tonight at the show, the Queers. And yeah, pick it up. Success. Yeah, and support all the other bands if you like what you're hearing. Okay, so we are almost done. If you like what you heard, you can come tonight, as I said, to the show at the Red Room. All those four bands are playing, and enjoy the punk rock stuff. And yeah, you can.
Doors are at 7:30. The show is over by 11.
Yeah, see, so it's an early show, and it's like, actually, I like the prefer early shows, especially that the next morning you have to go to work for money, and it's good. Then it finishes at 11. I prefer that, maybe because I'm getting older.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you're quite old now, Tim.
Yeah, I see the beard and everything.
It's coming along.
Okay, my friends, that was We All Fall Down on CITR. If you like the show, you can also check out the podcast on CITR.ca. And also you can see the set list and the stuff we played on We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. You can download the podcast there too. Next Thursday, I'll play some more punk rock music for you. And tonight, the Riptides, the Queers, the Isotopes, and Cappy are playing at the Red Room. My friend, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, and I'll see you tonight. And yeah, good luck playing rock and roll fast songs.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, I would like to finish the Never song by the Queers, who are headlining the show tonight. Thank you so much. That was We All Fall Down. I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Shells are punk rocker. She'll party at the show so she gets sick. When she's at the show, there's no one she won't blow. But she kicks ass when she gets in the pit.